Aquarius, Pisces, Aries.
Welcome back to the Gabby and Frank Show here on the night side of WGN Radio 720. Last you're going to hear of us on the night side for a while.
I know. And you know what? I mean, it's kind of okay because it took me an hour 31 to get here today. And
it's about an hour, which usually is like a 30-minute drive. For
yeah,
me.
Yeah. But whatever. It's fun. We'll be on anytime, except overnights. I won't do that again.
Hell no.
Yeah. I mean, and Nick's too awesome. So anyway, we need to get right to business because we've got a very special guest. Now, Ann, you and Frank go way back. How many years?
6 years.
No kidding.
Our anniversary is next month.
Oh, my God. I have to get some flowers.
Yeah. So
I forgot even how I found you, Ann.
You found me online.
Oh, yeah. Really?
Well, so we were online dating, and I saw Ann's profile, and I was like, I'm into stars.
And he swiped in the right direction.
Yeah. No, I think I might have got a press release or something that Bill sent out.
Yeah, and I think we have a mutual friend. Alf?
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 Hmm.
I'm losing it.
This is a little cryptic now.
It is. I'm even lost to it.
So for those that, I mean, you two go way back.
Yes.
But for me that is a newbie, explain a little bit about who you are and what you do.
I'm Ann Nordhaus Bike, but everybody here knows me as Astrologer Ann, which was the nickname Frank hung on me 6 years ago. And that's the name of my website now.
Smart.
So it's astrologerann.com and with an E like Ann of Green Gables. And I've been coming on for 6 years. I've been doing astrology for decades. I first learned astrology from my dad.
Mm.
And it's really cool to be able to do this thing that I love, to talk about the stars. I actually studied astrophysics in college, just one class. But I realized, wow, where's the romance of the stars? It was Planck's theorem and math instead.
See, that's what I explained to Ro earlier, because I was trying to tell Ro, like, hey, we got Ann coming on. And I asked him, are you into it? And he's like, blah, blah, blah. I was like, dude, it's science, man. Like, you could mumble and grumble all you want. It's based on science, you know?
Yeah. Yeah, it's science and it's art.
Yeah.
So there's geometry, there's math, and there's astronomy, because the first astronomers were astrologers going back thousands of years. They're the ones who all the courts hired, and all these leaders, they wanted to have somebody who could predict, like, what's happening with these eclipses. You can imagine thousands of years ago how frightening it would be to
They didn't have Tom Skilling.
Yeah, to tell him, it's okay, it's going to get dark, and then it'll come back.
How long ago? No, never mind.
And I've been around that long, right?
Yeah. Okay, so how does it work with a certain sign? Is it when you were born that the universe was in a certain, planets were aligned in a certain position that makes us a certain sign or makes us a certain personality?
So a lot of it depends on where was the sun when you were born. That's your sun sign. So, for example, we know Frank is an Aries. So mm-hmm. when he was born, the sun was in the sign of Aries. Is it okay to say your sign, Kathy?
Yeah.
So Kathy just shared
I'm
with
an
me
open
off-air.
Book about everything.
Oh, she's a Cancer.
I so share too much.
When you were born, the sun was in the sign of Cancer. So you're a summertime baby. You were born right after the summer solstice. We're here in Chicago, northern hemisphere. So it's the northern climate. So that solstice is the summer solstice for us. So you're born around the longest day of the year.
Okay.
Yeah. And you're ruled by the moon. So you're emotional.
No, I'm
never.
Not.
Not at all.
Never.
Since I've known Kathy on this show, I've seen her shed a tear. Oh, about as many times
about
as I've said the word.
4,000 times.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
You don't feel like yourself unless you're shedding some salt tears, right? Or by an ocean. You got to have salt water somewhere in your life, right?
There
That's
you go.
That's where it all comes from, Kath.
Yeah.
Salt water.
Okay. So,
Kathy Hartwater.
That's been his theme tonight. But
it is.
Anyway, so how does it work? So use me as like a guinea pig first to show how the night's going to go.
So this is how we usually do it. So I'll say, all right, Kathy, and listener, guys on hold, everyone on hold, guys and gals, this is how it's going to run down. Kathy, when's your date of birth?
You should just tell us your sign.
June 26th.
Yeah. Yeah.
You're
definitely Cancer. Yeah.
What's been going on in your life that's been troublesome for you or you need to help figure out? And we only have a minute, so.
I'm trying to sell a house and trying to figure out where to move.
Oh, those are very big things.
Yes.
Yes, 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 yes.
At this juncture, Ann will take over and kind of get into it.
Yeah. Well, so you're Cancer, and I'm guessing probably same time as Frank was talking about earlier, where between 2012 and 2015, you probably got kicked around a bit because there's a lot of stressful energy that was hitting the cardinal signs. That's you,
mm-hmm.
if you look back on this. So you're a Cancer. The house of home for you, if you're talking about selling a house, that's Libra for you. So you want to pay attention to when stuff is in Libra. Well, we're going to have a full moon in Libra March 20th, the day of the equinox. So you
is that good?
Well, what it is, it's going to pop information. Anything I tell you about, it's not good or bad. It just is. It's
okay.
What we make of it. And very often seeing things can feel like, oh my goodness, this is a disaster, except I think Frank will tell you many times something that seems like a disaster, then we get a little distance from it. You're like, oh my gosh, it's the best thing that ever happened to me.
Got it.
Or thank goodness it happened because it freed me up to do X. So I'd say watch what goes on with this full moon. A lot's going on with your career right now. Big time, you know, with all this energy in Aries that we have, that's your career house. We had Uranus in Aries for a million years, it seemed like.
See, I told you, my Uranus was stuck.
Yeah, so you probably hit
some clogged.
Tumultuous stuff going on with your career probably since 2011. That's going to settle down now. You're finally going to get that craziness. Ugh. Whoosh.
Excellent.
Yes. So you probably start to feel better, which means home can get to be a little bit much more under control and feel, because anytime you have something affecting one side of the chart, it affects the other one too. They're opposite. Everything travels in pairs.
Sure does.
Yeah.
Sure does.
So I'd imagine
kind of
home was a little disrupted too. Yeah.
It was.
Yeah.
Lost another husband.
Yeah. So. Oh, babe.
I shouldn't laugh. It's sad, but it's all good now. But it's, it was a crazy, crazy time.
Lots
so
going
much
on
happening.
In that marriage house for you, in that partnership house.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Part of it's having to, like, come to maturity, come to grow up a little bit about what do you want.
Yeah.
And transform so that you can actually get to the root of what's going on and what you really want.
Okay.
Does that help?
Absolutely. That sounds fantastic.
Yeah.
But enough about me. Let's focus on a lot
of our callers. Let's do this, because we got to hit our break here. And as soon as we do that, but you can know, this is good, because that's the lay of the land, what's going to happen, but only quicker.
Yeah.
Because there's so many people on hold that I want to try to get to everybody. If we have to keep Ann a little extra, Ann, if you could.
I'm flexible.
We'd like to get as many people as we can. So
we're here,
folks,
for you, babe.
Don't get disappointed. We'll be right back.
Great.
Welcome back to the Kathy and Frank Show here on WGN Radio. Ann Nordhaus Bike is joining us in studio. You can find Ann at her website at
astrologerann.com.
All right, she's got a wealth of information. Let's get right into it, okay? Here's the rundown, folks. You're going to, when I say, hey, Donna, how are you? You're just going to give us your sign and what's going on in your life. So let's get right to Donna. Hey, Donna, thanks for calling.
Hi.
How are you?
I'm okay.
Thanks for
my sign is Gemini. What else?
And what's going on in your life right now that you'd like to get some clarity on?
Oh, actually, mine is a moving issue as well. I can't decide if I should move or if I shouldn't move.
Okay.
To
And
that's my.
So, what's happening in your life that you're thinking you need to move?
Well, I've had a tumultuous last 5 years, health-wise, and I have some children that live where I want to move to, and I'd like to be closer to them. Plus, I just don't like where I live.
Oh, well, that's reason to move.
That's a pretty dang good reason.
Yeah, it's a hard decision because the situation 5 years ago left me partially disabled, so moving is kind of a huge endeavor.
Yeah,
that is. I'm glad to hear you have children who I hope can help you. You are a Gemini, and so your planet is Mercury. So we say in astrology, you're ruled by Mercury. Do you know, Donna, that Mercury's retrograde right now? Did you hear earlier in the show?
Things are screwed
up. No, I didn't.
Yeah.
What does that mean?
Mercury, when it goes retrograde, it happens 3 times a year for about 3 weeks, and it's retrograde almost all of March. When it goes retrograde, it affects you in particular as well as Virgos, because you guys are ruled by Mercury. So you need to pay attention to this, because it can really affect you, like your mood, like you can't get stuff done, you can't think straight. It like affects you double. And the reason I'm saying this, is since you're a Gemini, you're so used to being so active with your mind. It's Mercury's in Pisces right now, the dreamiest sign of all the 12. So what you really need to be doing right now is meditating. So what I'd really suggest for you is step back and actually try not to be so left brain about this. Let your imagination come in and your dreams. Do you keep a dream journal or something like that, or do you meditate?
No, I used to, but things have just been so crappy.
Donna,
I kind of gave up on everything.
Yeah.
I'm going to jump in here real quick. I got a quick technique for you that can get you there like in four breaths. Okay. So take your tongue, put it to the top of the roof of your mouth.
Sorry.
Okay.
Okay.
You're going to breathe in for 4 seconds. You're going to hold that for 7 seconds. And everybody listening can do this too. And then you're going to release it for 8 seconds. So your out breath is going to really be pushing the air from deep down inside for 8 seconds. Repeat that 4 times over. And that is scientifically proven to lower your heart rate and get you into a meditative state like ASAP.
Wow. Mm-hmm. 4, 7, 8.
Okay.
4, 7, 8.
That's what it's called, the 4, 7, 8 technique.
All right.
Donna, thank you so much.
Good luck, Donna.
I hope
yes.
Yeah, thank you.
Wish you well.
Thank you.
All right, let's move on to Caroline from Salvador, Illinois. Where the heck is that?
Belvedere, 60 miles west of Chicago.
Well, thanks for calling. So what's your sign and what's going on in your life?
Okay, my sign is Taurus, May 2nd. And I've had some health issues with my leg and haven't been able to drive for the last year. I'm wondering if I'll be able to drive soon.
Mm.
Wow. Yeah. You know, with that Uranus in Aries, that affected your 12th house. That's one of your health houses. And so you might have, I don't know how long this leg situation was going on, but you might have had some time where you had to be at home, kind of in seclusion, getting better. Was that the case?
Yes, I am.
Absolutely. Yeah. And so Uranus just left that 12th house for you and moved into your sign of Taurus. But that when it comes into your sign too, that's also part of your health house. That's your body. So it's going to shake stuff up. It's going to electrify you, but it's also going to give you more energy. So what I would suggest is you might start to feel much, much better physically. Also, you're going to have a birthday soon because the sun moves into Taurus on April 20th. That would be a great time for you to target, to think about getting a little bit more active and a little bit more out if you can. In terms of, that's what the astrology would suggest for you. Right now, still a little bit more of the healing as you wait for your birthday.
Okay, thank you much.
You're welcome.
Awesome. You're so welcome.
All right, let's move on to our next one. Eglantina, I think that's the right way to say it, from Aurora.
Eglantina.
How are you?
Yeah. Eglantina, nice. Awesome.
Thank you.
What's your question for Anne?
Aquarius and marriage.
Marriage in a good way or in a bad way?
Do I say?
Are you in a marriage right now?
Or getting out of one?
Yes. No.
yes, no, maybe so.
Or both at the same time.
Okay. All right.
So give us a little more data. Are you in one or wanting?
Or thinking you might be out of one soon?
It's looking like it's on its way out.
Oh, my. Yes. Well, I am sorry to hear that, or maybe, I don't know, that, and you might think that's a good thing. I don't know. I don't know the situation for you, Glentina. But I will say, oh my gosh, if you're an Aquarius, the eclipses that we've had go through the two different signs, and they sit there for about 18 months. We've had a series of eclipses that have been in Leo and Aquarius. It's in your sign and your opposite sign, so it hit you where you live as well as in your marriage house. And so I'm not surprised if this is a relationship you needed to move out of, eclipses will shove you forward and make it happen. So it may not have been your timing, but it's the universe's way of saying if it's time to move on, it's time to move on. A strong relationship will be fine, but it sounds like it's time to move on. So those eclipses are now done. They'll be done for the next several years. Now you're going to move into some health house sorts of things that you'll need to look at.
Hmm. All right. Sounds like you have a lot going on. All right.
Great.
Well, good luck with everything.
Thank you very much.
Appreciate good
it. You. Good evening to you. Let's move on to Melanie, who's been patiently holding for 22 minutes.
Yeah.
Hi, Melanie.
Hi.
Thanks for holding. What's your sign and what's going on in your life?
Yes. My sign is Capricorn. And I just wanted to see if Anne, what her thoughts might be on retirement for me.
Yeah.
Struggling with it a little bit, whether I do it now or wait.
Very interesting. We were just talking to that other caller where I was talking about how we're going to have a full moon in Libra. And I was also talking to Kathy about this just now. It's going to be in Libra. That is your career house. And so that's March 20th. It's coming up really soon. I don't know how soon, Melanie, you're thinking about this, but you might have some information pop that day. It's an equinox. It's a start of a brand new season and a brand new year because that's the same day the sun goes into Aries. So it's going to be a really interesting time for you. Pay attention to what happens around that time.
Okay.
Are you that soon? Don't you think you might be ready to make a change?
No, not quite that soon.
Yeah.
But just I was thinking more years, like whether it should be within a year or, you know, additional years. I just don't know if, you know, it's something that I should do or not.
Maybe a decision will come, or maybe some insight to a decision.
Exactly. What was that date again? March 20th?
March 20th.
Yeah, March 20th.
Spring Mark equinox. That day down.
Big day, full
well,
moon.
I'll keep my ears open.
Thanks, Melanie. Yeah. Appreciate you calling
Thanks,
in.
Dan.
Good luck.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
You got it. All right, let's get to, we got one more time. Do we have time,
yeah, let's,
Ashley?
One can more? We do one more? One more,
okay,
because she's been waiting for a long
yeah,
time,
let's
too.
Let's talk to Vicky. Hey, Vicky, how are you?
Hi, Vicky.
Hey, Vicky.
Are you still there? Uh-oh. Oh.
Oh. Oh. Oh, Vicky.
I want to give you a chance before we go to break.
Vicky from her show.
Nope.
All right, Vicky.
Gotta call
sorry.
Back.
Call back, please. Let's talk to Nina quick from Melrose.
Hi, this is Nina. Thanks for taking my call.
Sure, Nina.
Yeah, of course.
You're a Pisces. What's going on in your life?
Right now, I'm undergoing treatment for my foot. I have stress-related fractures for my metatarsals, and I would like to know if I would get cured fast. And because I do not want to have an early retirement, I cannot retire, but I don't want to retire. So I would like to know if I'm going to be okay. And there's another question if you have time.
Go for it.
Okay.
I think it's very interesting that what you're facing is something to do with the feet. There's a part of the body associated with every single sign, and for Pisces, it's the feet.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Hmm.
Yeah. Yes, we have so much energy in your sign right now, Nina. We have the sun in Pisces, as you know. You probably had your birthday already, or it's coming soon.
That's, I've already had. 23rd was my birthday.
Happy birthday.
Thank you.
Your planet that rules your sign, Neptune, is also sitting in Pisces. And right now we've got Mercury retrograde in Pisces. This is a time where a lot of things are not clear. When Mercury's retrograde, it's really murky. So you may have a lot of things not really clear for you, as particularly mm-hmm. with health. So it would be a very good idea for you to focus a great deal on healing. If you need time alone or in seclusion or meditation or whatever, take that time now and get it well now instead of pushing it.
Okay.
We're going to feel a new burst of energy as of when the sun goes into Aries, and that's going to be March 20th. So take a look at that.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
Great. You know why? Because I was debating whether to take my leave of absence or not because of my foot. My doctor had asked me to take the leave, but I was resisting because I didn't want to mope around. You know, I'm not a sitter, you know.
Yeah.
So,
well, it sounds like you need this time to heal. So take it and take advantage of it.
You can say take it and run, but you can't.
Frank.
We'll visualize running. We'll all visualize right. it.
Thanks,
thank you, Nina. Thanks for calling. Hope
best
it's all
with everything. All right, we are going to take some more calls. We're going to take a quick break. But once again, where can we reach you, Ann?
AstrologerAnn.com.
Excellent.
Our phone number is 312-981-7200. The phone lines are still jammed. We'll try to keep Ann for maybe one more segment just to get the rest of these calls.
Yep.
Sound like a plan?
Yeah, it's interesting. I know that it's not for everybody, but I think that we all have a sign, and so it's interesting to learn what is happening in each of these signs.
Yeah, even if you're just, you're not calling in, but you hear your sign being talked mm-hmm. about, it always clicks. There's something that clicks there.
It can still relate. So more to come with Astrologer Ann coming up on WGN.
This is my jam back in the day.
Ooh, yeah.
Woo!
And you're admitting that.
Yeah.
Good for you.
No shame in my game.
For you.
I'm Kathy Hart, bitch.
You know what? You can stop it.
That's my new thing.
Yeah, I'm glad you like it.
Yeah. I'm going to walk around town just saying it.
Yeah.
In a blonde wig. Ann Nordhaus Bike is joining us for the last segment of the Ann with, you know, Talking to the Stars.
Yeah, it's interesting because it's astrology, and a lot of people don't believe it. And there are some horoscopes you read, and they're kind of goofy. And so it's just like, I guess any profession, there's good, there's bad. And you seem really, really good because
you
know the stars, and it's just fascinating.
I think, you know, years ago, Ann, you mentioned that I helped you coin the Astrologer and, you know, brand.
Yeah.
I'm about today, right now, going to drop another nugget of gold on you.
Okay.
Astrotherapy.
Okay.
Oh.
That's what you're doing. Astrotherapy. Because it's not just astrology. People are calling with life-changing, you know, issues that you're helping gain some clarity on.
Yeah.
And our combination of input we've done throughout the years where I kind of give some real world advice. A lot of times, a lot of shtick, but you know, I think that's where I take your business.
Yeah. I'm going to write it down.
Another freebie. All right, anyway, let's get back to
Frank.
The... You got it.
It's already taken. I just Googled it.
Ah! Come on.
Astrotherapy, astrology, and the realization of the self.
Damn you. Who is it? I know people. I will get them.
Gregory
disappear.
Something, jerk.
Greg, yeah, jerk.
But he's not astrologer, Anne.
No, he's not.
That's right.
All right, let's get to this caller who's been waiting some time. Let's talk to Eric, who's a Leo, who says here he almost died on Sunday. Hey, Eric, tell us about that.
Yes, I'll be brief, and I'm not exaggerating it at all. I'm a heavy smoker. I went into a severe bronchospasm on Sunday. I'm a Leo. My birthday is August 19th, 1963. I almost croaked, and I'm just wondering if my breathing problems are going to be chronic or if I'm going to get over this.
Are you going to quit smoking?
I've been without a cigarette for 4 days.
Good for you,
dude.
But it's hard, let me tell you.
I know.
But if anybody is out there and they're listening and they smoke, you got to stop.
You know what? Let me give you a quick tip before Ann gets to you, because I used to be a smoker. Well, it sounds like you quit for 4 days, but how it worked for me is I couldn't do it cold turkey, and I would quit smoking at the habit times, like after a meal or when you get in the car, or when you're on the phone. Break the habit first, and that seemed to help. But
it seems like good advice, because that's the biggest problem is the habit. It's like almost like a habit has turned into a compulsion for me.
And chew on toothpicks or chew on straws or chew on something to keep your mouth
busy. Off topic.
I've been using a straw. Actually, that works pretty well.
Okay, good.
Do you crave the nicotine or just the whole experience of lighting up?
The whole experience.
It's got to be both.
Yeah.
I mean, it's an addiction.
Because there's nicotine patches you could put in your mouth. Not the patches, but they're like they're almost like chew, like tobacco. You just put them in your lip and it dispenses.
Well, I'm wearing an arm patch. A nicotine arm patch, doctor's orders. But
good luck with that.
Severe bronchospasm. They had to take me off in an ambulance. And
yikes!
Yeah, it was close.
It's a wake up call. So it's good that you're getting to talk to Ann. Ann, what's in his stars?
Eric, I'm so glad that you called. And I will say, just as we spoke to the lady who was an Aquarius, you're a Leo, you're the opposite. So those eclipses that were happening were probably giving you wake-up calls, I'm guessing, for the last maybe 2 years. Maybe you didn't hear the tap on your shoulder, so now it had to become a shove. Mm-hmm. I will also say that your health house, your sixth house, is Capricorn. And what you've got going on there, we've got Saturn in there and we've got Pluto in there. Pluto takes no prisoners.
Oh.
Pluto's like, you transform or you literally pass. So you are getting the message, I hope. But what Saturn tells you is, you have to get mature, you have to grow up, and you have to do the work. So you got to get real about this. You already know what you need to do, is what I suspect you have here. The great thing about this, though, Eric, is you have the capacity to have discipline. When you have Saturn involved, you can do this. You can change your everyday life because that sixth house is health as well as your everyday routine and your habits.
Mm-hmm. I'll just have to keep this in mind to be disciplined. You know, it's mind over matter. I quit once before for nine years and then I started up again. And, you know, it's difficult. But
try to give yourself little rewards every day. Find little rewards that you like. And
a discipline that you can actually fall in love with, you know. And it will feel like a compulsion.
Hard, but I'll find something, I guess.
Make health your new compulsion. And diet will help you. Nutrition, like fresh fruits and vegetables, will help clean you out.
Sounds good.
Good luck, Eric.
Thank you very much.
We wish you the best.
Wish you the best.
Hey, guys,
buddy.
I have a question for Ann. Is it different for men and women? Because he's a Leo, I'm a Leo. Would it be different? I mean, are the stars different for men and women, or is it we're all under the same umbrella?
That's a really good question. The issues that you might be facing might be different. The planets are still in the same places, but how they're playing out for you, I mean, obviously you came in wired in a feminine body versus a masculine one. And so that's really interesting. So like, for example, Eric is not going to be talking to me about childbirth, whereas somebody like you might, you know what I mean?
Right.
Right.
Or, you know, menstrual cycles or things like that. But also the way it gets filtered through might be a little bit different based on gender, depending on how we're socialized. You know, like acting out versus internalizing.
So I got a question for you, Ann.
Yeah.
Maybe I never asked, and if I did, it's been years. Is this all based on energy? Is what you're talking about because of the magnetism of the planets actually moving? and it's really just an energy field that is moving. Are we feeling that pull of magnetism with those? Is that when you say we're feeling a shift to this way or pull to that way? Are we literally feeling the effects of the movement of these planets shifting the actual energy that exists, the quantum energy in the world? Is that what's happening here?
It's kind of deep.
So yeah, what good astrology question. Has done, you know, all of the astrologers for thousands of years, they basically racked up a lot of data that correlated when this stuff is going on in the sky, there are effects that are visible on planet Earth. And they are visible. Remember I said different body parts for each sign?
Right.
Exact same thing. So like when the sun is in Cancer, Kathy, the chest and the breast might be affected. You know, you might have more things. Oh, like, yeah, I should pay attention to that part. Or like we're in Pisces time right now. Watch where you're walking. Watch your feet. Definitely, Frank, it's energy. We're being affected. In fact, when we talk about things, when I come on your show, what we're really talking about is what's the energy that's available? Where are these planets? What's your opportunity as opposed to what's going to happen to me now? It's really more, where is everything? What can I do with this instead of feeling like a victim?
So when people make comments like, you know, the earth feels angry or, you know, the energy in the world is so upside down right now, which it is. Mm-hmm. I mean, that you could just turn on the news and you could see it there in every European country and in America with president and this, just everybody feels so in turmoil.
Is that planetary and cyclical, and these things happen when the planets align in a certain way?
That's kind of what I'm asking, yeah.
We're definitely in a cycle of change right now. Absolutely. There's you could argue when it starts, but definitely this shift into the Aquarian age. When you make a shift from one age to another after 2100 years, that's a pretty sizable shift.
Yeah.
It's a gradual sort of thing, but we're definitely squarely into the Aquarian energies. Aquarius is ruled by Uranus, which is basically, it rules electricity and lightning. Literally, can you imagine like a lightning rod force going through us all the time? It's stirring people up. It's very uncomfortable. It's forcing all of us actually to evolve spiritually and physically. And it's so uncomfortable, though, that people can get a little goofy sometimes.
Whether you want to or not, it's forcing you.
Exactly. We are all being pushed and shoved forward.
Yeah. And it's what we do with it. How we recognize the opportunity.
Yeah.
Some may look at it as, oh, this is not fun, but it's an actual opportunity.
And like Frank's sign is Aries, that's the sign of the warrior, regardless of whether it's a man or a woman, by the way. You can use that energy to go literally to war or fight with people, or you can use it to start a business or to, you know, start something else new, start a new habit, or like for Eric, start a brand new health regimen or exercise, work that energy out, or be like the noble warrior who sticks up for other people.
Okay.
There's lots of ways to apply it.
Oh, a little bit of all those.
Yeah.
You want to take one more call here?
Can we?
Yeah, sure.
Yeah, Gwen's been hanging on for a long time. I'd like to get to Gwen.
Hey, Gwen.
Hey, thank you for taking my call.
Thanks for being patient.
So you're a Libra, and what's going on in your life right now that you'd love for Anne to give you some clarity on?
Okay, this might be like a double whammy.
Well, you're bringing us home, so make it good.
Okay. I lost my son a week before Mother's Day. It hasn't been a year.
I'm sorry.
So sorry to hear that.
Thanks, but I'm taking one day at a time, obviously. But just to share with you, I did take a couple of months off of work, back at work. It's just like everything's coming at me at once. I'm going to leave the place that I was living in because my son shared my apartment along with going back to his dad's house, and he died over by his dad. That's another story. I don't even want to get into that. So,
it's terrible.
Of course, my heart's floating from day to day. One minute I'm like straight ahead, getting things accomplished, going to work, and I just got over a bout of a flu. I guess I don't know who hasn't this last couple months, but anyhow. So I just like one minute I'm organized, and next minute I'm just sitting there like reminiscing of my son and all kinds of stuff. So
what's the main concern that you have right now, Gwen? What's the overriding?
I keep reflecting back of the very last nice day we had was May 4th. He wanted to come take a ride with me downtown, and I keep punishing myself for not letting him come with me. And 2 days later, he passed. So I just keep going back.
How
I keep
old was going. He?
He was 30. He had a lot of plans.
That's terrible.
Yeah. So
Gwen, the energy is really helpful for you right now. First of all, you've just sustained this really difficult loss. It's not even a year, and that's like a nanosecond. It's like no time at all. So you still, in some respects, are grieving this loss, and as well as like coming to terms with yourself and a little bit of guilt about this as well. I would suggest to you that this time of Pisces energy every year is great for you in terms of your health, because that's your health house. That's your sixth house of your job, your health, your everyday routine. I'm not surprised that you had some flu and stuff like that. Use this Pisces time to take care of yourself, to lighten up on yourself. And, you know, that's a sign of compassion. Extend some of that compassion to Gwen. You know, she needs some kindness and love, too. I also want to let you know that this full moon that we're going to get, that's going to come in Libra, that could be very intense for you, just because full moons are. They pop a lot of information. It would be really wise for you, if you don't meditate now, maybe do the meditation that Frank just talked about before, or something, whatever you do spiritually. Pisces is yelling at us to basically say, let's get spiritual here. And with Mercury retrograde all of March, take March to chill. And once that passes, we're going to have the sun in Aries. It's opposite you. That can be a very draining time for you. The sun is the farthest away from your sun in Libra. Give yourself time until, and I'm going to give you this date. There's a new moon May 4th. That important day for you?
Yeah.
In Taurus. I would like you to shoot for that day as your day to kind of start to move out of this. Until then, give yourself a break. And find a way to honor that day, May 4th, if you can.
Gwen, you're about to say May 4th. What is that date?
That's the day, the last very nice day we had together 2 days before he passed, May 4th.
That's the piece to start drawing on, to move out of the sadness and pain into the good memories. You know?
Well, guys, thank you for taking my call.
Of course.
Appreciate it.
All the best to you.
Yeah, be well, Gwen. Be well.
Thank you.
Thanks, Gwen.
So,
that's
pretty
intense.
Powerful. I mean, producer Ashley said we can go a little bit more if you want to take one more caller. Or do you feel like we've
Can we?
Covered?
Well, how would you like to wrap up? If it's not with a caller, then is there anything else that we should know? It sounds like a lot is going on March 20th. Is there something like in general you can say to everybody about that full moon and it's the spring equinox?
Yeah, it's a big, big day. So keep a light schedule in general when we have these big power days. Full moons in general are a good time to be very calm about things and not jam your schedule up. Also, it's the day that we start a brand new year. The astrological year, the spiritual year, starts with Aries. It's the first sign of the zodiac.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah.
So, okay.
Frank. Yeah. Always first in line. So the other thing I would suggest is there's so much going on. I actually wrote a special horoscope about it. So if people want to go to Astrologer and click in the menu and go to horoscopes, there's three different things they can click on because there's that many horoscopes. Wow. There's that much information. I've got March horoscopes. I've got 2019 horoscopes. And then I've got a special blog post horoscope that just talks about the energies of March because it's such a big month with so much going on.
And you got great newsletters, emails that you send out.
I do.
So,
yeah.
So, and Anne's always so gracious. For the folks holding on, unfortunately, we do have to wrap up here. But Anne, why don't you give out your email address and maybe people can shoot you a note?
Sure. Go to astrologeranne.com or you can do info@astrologeranne.com. And we have a contact form. So go to the bottom of the homepage and you can click the contact link. Just send me a message that way. Whatever you wish, get in contact with me. But more than that, I suggest to people sign up for my newsletter. The subscribe link is right at the top of the menu on every single page. That's a great way because you'll get the horoscopes first before anybody else does.
Oh, great.
And you also hear about these appearances on WGN.
Yes.
You
it's
rock.
It's been a lot of fun, very informative. Thank you so much for coming
to
the studio.
You're welcome. Great to be here.
When we come back, you heard Andrea talk a little about the Jussie Smollett situation, 16 indictments, I think it was. But there's another twist to this, Kathy.
All right. We'll talk about that coming up on WGN.